Right, we're going to start 10 lines down on Yudam Adalus from the statement of Rav Nachman Rav Chisda. Here we have Rav Nachman Rav Chisda Amay Tavayu. We both say, HaMekbi'a Mitzia L'Chaviro Lo Kana Chaviro. That if you pick up a Mitzia on behalf of your friend, Lo Kana Chaviro, then the other individual is not the Kone. You cannot transfer the Kinyan through, that your Kinyan on behalf of someone else is not going to work when it comes to a Mitzia. Now we saw this in Rav Nachman's position when he questioned the full explanation of the Mishnah. Berul is saying that the machlokus is only by Ashirim, not by Aniyim. Whereas Rav Nachman said that machlokus exists even by Aniyim. That it extends, the Rabbanan disagree even when there's Aniyim. Question is, why? Why even when it's an Ani, for another Ani, do we not say amigo? Why does it not work? So my time, I'll be tofet the balchov v'makum shechav da'achirim. Problem is that here, when he's tofet on behalf of this individual, but Malkum Shechav Acherim, where it causes or is to the detriment of others, right, then we don't say that you're allowed to go ahead and grab something or make a kinyan on behalf of someone else. But Toves Vachov, but Malkum Shechav Acherim, Lo Kana. Someone who is, in a sense, being Zoche for another party, right, someone who is doing something that's the benefit of a third party, but then it's to the detriment of other parties over here. This is a detriment of other parties. We say that it does not work. Now Rashi says, the reason it does not work is because Rashi says the reason or the failure of a Tufet Bachov and Malkum Shechav Acherim is that you never made him into a Shliach. Meaning that Reuven, who is a creditor, right, and then there's a debtor, and then Shimon goes ahead on behalf of Reuven and grabs some of the property of the debtor on behalf of Reuven, right? Reuven never made Shimon into a shliach. So when Shimon acts on his own on behalf of Reuven, but of his own volition, then he's causing other creditors losses because he's pulling the property from them. So that's why it doesn't work according to Rashi. So it says he disagrees. So it says that's not to do with shliach. Even if he made him into a shliach, it wouldn't work over here. Even if he made him into a shliach, it doesn't work. Why? Because you cannot act. You cannot take action and preempt others. Right, where we have equal rights to an object or an equal right here, and right on behalf of someone else. You can't go ahead and then somehow, to the detriment of others, act on someone else's behalf. Right, so Tosfos gives an example of a case where you could have it. For instance, it's going to get water on behalf of someone else. The Rabbeinu Tam talks about it's going to get water from a board that has plenty of water. So in that case, right, it's not, he's zochem on behalf of another person, even though he's not chav v'acherim. So there are mitzvot, there are cases where it's not going to be, Sammy has plenty of property.
I think there are more cases that it is chav v'acherim.
I would agree that there are more cases, but that's...
And so the only chiddush in Rashi and Tosfos is, the Rashi throws in the idea that since he didn't make him a shliach.
Right, which implies that if he was a shliach, it'd be fine.
So,
the way Rashi learns it is, if the individual himself did it, it would have been fine. So therefore, if he signs a shliach, it's okay. Because then I'm a bal dvarim. I am a party to this moment. I'm a party here. When I'm a party, then I can act on my own behalf to protect my interests. Right. Another possibility, Tosfos says no, that even the person himself can't be tofes, and therefore, even if he points a shliach, it's not going to help him over here. Right? That's the, I would assume, the big difference between them. Alright, now. Eight Fei Rava the Rav Nachman. Rava questioned Rav Nachman's position over here. Now it's funny that Rava, who is the one who here is challenging Rav Nachman's position, he's the one before that was Dochi. Rava was Dochi, the position of Rami Bar Chama. So if he was, Rami Bar Chama was the one before who said, right, that it is Mitziah. If you're Konan Mitzia on behalf of a friend, it works. And Rav was Zochi, it sounds like Rav doesn't believe it. It means that he holds like Rav Nachman over here. So why is he the one questioning Rav Nachman? The Tosfos suggests over here, Rav is questioning Rav Nachman, and then based on Rav Nachman's answer, or based on Rav Nachman's position, that Rav adopted this position. And that's why he earlier questioned Rav Rami Bar Chama's position. So this might be the place where Rav actually developed this Shita, and then that's why he was asking in the previous Gemara. Now the Gemara says, question of Rava towards Rav Nachman. Tiat poel esmo. A poel, a worker, a laborer, if he finds something, it belongs to himself. But med, remember, Ms. Manshar Malobala Bait, Nachesh Mi, Hayom, where they said to him, you know, weed with me today. When the owner or the worker has been hired to weed with him, Oderi Mi, you know, hoe with me, turn over the dirt with me ayom. Aval amar lo asim mi melacha ayom. On the other hand, if he just has a general, assignment, meaning that he's a general poel for the day, which says, do any work I need you to do, any work, you're going to work with me. Since that covers basically anything the poel does, then anything the poel does now will belong to the Baal HaBayis. Now what do you say? You say here that in a case where he has that broader definition of a poel, the poel can now pick up a mitzvah on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. That goes against what Rav Nachman just established over here. Rav Nachman just established that if you can be konet, you cannot be konet on behalf of another party. So how does he work with that? Says Amalei Shani Poel, the Adok Yed Baal HaBayis. That here he's not working with Derech Shlichut, right? This is not shlichus that the poel is in the shlichus of the Baal HaBayis, rather the poel becomes an extension of the Baal HaBayis. He's the yad of Baal HaBayis. Since he's the yad of Baal HaBayis, therefore when he picks it up, it's as if the Baal HaBayis himself was picking up the object. When I says Ramara poel yachol absorb bo afilu b'chatzi yom, doesn't the poel have the ability to pull out of his contract, right, or whatever his agreement for the day, even halfway through the day, he's allowed to pull out? If he can pull out halfway through the day, it sounds like he's not really, how much of a yad of alabai could he be if he can walk away from this anytime he wants? So I'm like, kol kamas bo other bay, yad balabai too. Right, as long as he doesn't retract or pull out of the agreement for the partnership between them that he's the poel, then he acts as the yad balabai. So if he's in the position of poel, he's the yad balabai. He's not a poel, and he's not the yad balabai. The other base, so why can he reverse his position? That's for another reason, which we saw before in the Gemara. They are my servants, and not servants to servants, so therefore, they cannot be held captive by anyone else to work. So that's why the poel has the right to walk away in the middle of the day, but that does not change the relationship between the poel and the baal habayis. As long as the poel is working for the baal habayis, in a general context, he is a yad baal habayis. The fact that he can pull out of it, or that he's given the right to walk away from their relationship, does not change the status or the level of their relationship while it still exists. Yochanan. Yochanan says, if you are a matzbiya matzbiya for your friend, then he is konei chavero. Vim tomar mishnatenu. What are you going to do with our mishnah? Our mishnah over here says the guy's rochev on the sus, and he says the other guy, pick it up for me. And then the guy says, you know what? I decided I'm not picking up for you. I'm keeping it myself. So over there, what do you see? You see that it didn't work. Right? It didn't work that he picked it up on behalf of his friend. If it did work, then he wouldn't be able to change his mind and keep it for himself. So as Omar Snali, below Omar Zuchali, that the problem is that he didn't say Zuche on my behalf. Pick it up and be Zuche for it in my behalf. Rather, what did he say to him? Snali, give it to me. When he says give it to me, that means that he's delayed the kinyan. He's simply saying that, give it to me, and then when I get it into my hand, that will be when the kinyan takes place. So the stalling of the kinyan is what allows the other party to make the kinyan in between. That's what allows the shliach to step in and make the kinyan. Had he said, pick it up on my behalf, then oh, I know it's when he picked it up, that would have been a good kinyan. So that's how he explains the Mishnah.
What were you talking about earlier, that when he picked it up, even though the guy...
Right, you could explain it like Ula, which is right. The other way to explain it here is to explain it like Ula and to say that it's Chila, that he wanted to say that means Chila, that he never picked it up in behalf. Although that is harder to understand in the Mishnah. Ula's explanation of the Mishnah, right, that's not what it sounds like. It sounds like he picked it up and then he said, you know what, I decided it's for me. Ula's explanation is a little more stretched in the Mishnah. So
everybody would probably agree though. If the guy on foot said, I'm going to pick it up for me.
Yeah, then it's no question. He explained it according to the Kuliyama, even according to Abnachman, even according to Ula, he can explain this Mishnah. Right. Either way. All right, now we have a couple of issues here, which are, number one is that Rav Yochanan believes that Kovei Tzavakov, from Makom Shechav L'Acherim, does not work. All right, now, he holds this principle that Rav Nachman just established before, that Kovei Tzavakov, from Makom Shechav L'Acherim, does not work. So then, how can he have over here that taking a Mitzi'ah, right, is... Or when you pick up mitzvah on behalf of someone else, right? That works. I mean, that's the whole reason that Rav Nachman says it doesn't work over here, and Rav Yochanan holds that. The Tosfos distinguishes, and I think this comes back to what David was asking before. Tosfos distinguishes between a mitzvah and a chov. I mean, that's exactly what is considered chav l'acherim, and I think that's important here. When we say a Tosfos b'chol makom chav l'acherim, you could, in the definition of what chav l'acherim is, you could have a very narrow definition, or you could have a very broad definition of what Chav L'Acherim is. I mean, you could have a narrow definition, which would seem to have Rabbi Yochanan had here. I mean, Chabad Karim really means that I have now changed the status of a situation that pre-existed. By changing the status of a situation that pre-existed, I've actually really been to the detriment of others, like by a loan. We are all creditors of this individual. There's only a certain amount of collateral that's there. I go and take that collateral, then I have helped myself. But even though we have equal rights to this, we all creditors have equal rights to this, now I've hurt everybody else around me. So something that where we all had an existing relationship in the loan. Right over here, by the CEO, there's no pre-existing relationship. When I pick it up, even though true, it is the detriment of others, but the detriment of others and potential, that they could have potentially picked it up. Right? They don't have an existing relationship with the option. What will be interesting, and possibly cases that are in between. For instance, Teo. Teo, which might be an in-between case, which is, there is some sort of relationship in the sense that the payah belongs to the aniyim as a class. Right? The class of aniyim own the payah, or have the ability to take the payah. So which side does that come out? Do I have a claim to it as an aniyim? I have a claim to it, and therefore when you take it, it is chav l'achirim. Or we say that the fact that it belongs to the class of aniyim doesn't mean that any particular individual has a relationship or claim specifically on this piece, and when I take it, it's like picking up a mitziah. You can see it falling on either side. But that, I think, will help explain your question. Oh, everything is chav l'achirim. You see that Rabbi Yochanan narrows the definition of when something is classified as chav l'achirim, whereas Rav Nachman has a much broader definition of what chav l'achirim is. The other thing that I think Shaul is asking a little bit about is that, well, if the Torah says that you can only be Pili Abadim, right? Lo Abadim, right? Does that impose an Isur? If that imposes an Isur, that means that I cannot go and hire myself out to be an Eved, right? Tosu says, clarifies over here, he says, listen, he goes, I don't think it means that you can't go out and hire yourself out as a Poel. He says, I don't think that's what the Torah is saying. He says it's mutar, the adam maskir esmo. He says that it's mutar to go out and be maskir yourself, to be a po'el. That type of avdut is not what the Torah is referring to, but rather, dafka evid ivri. Evid ivri is what the Torah says you may not do. Why? Right. Well, you can't do it there. Why? She'enu yachol amzorbo. Because you can't walk away from it. Right? Be'enu yotzei kodim is mano. You can't walk away early out of its time.
Yes, you can.
Right, there he's over there. So there were the ability.
He himself, right. He doesn't have a way to redeem himself.
Right. He has to buy himself out.
If
he can buy himself out in the long run, but that's not the intent. When he puts himself into that slavery, he's putting himself into a position where the underlying assumption is going to be there for the 6 years. The ability to get out of it is not his original thought. His thought is, I am going to be here for the 6 years, and then I got to figure out, if I happen to figure a way out, then I get out. But that assignment over a duration of time, to put myself in a position of avdut, that's where the Isur exists. A po'el, since he does have the right to back out, right, then he's not within the context of the Isur of becoming an Eved, because that's exactly what empowers him to walk away. So Tosfos differentiates between when is the Avadai, right, Avadim, when is it an Isur, versus where is it a Zchut for me. When it is a tzchut for me, that gives me the ability to walk away, in that instance, it's not an isur. On the other hand, if it can't give me the tzchut to walk away, then I violated, right, being an eved, lavadim. It's an interesting thing, it's a good distinction, otherwise, how could you become a socher? How could you become an employee, or really a po'el of an individual, to a specific individual? But to me, it would seem like the broader context of po'el. Po'el where everything belongs to the balabai, where you become a yad, Balabayim, right? You can't say, if we sign a contract, for instance, if you go become an employee of a company and you sign a contract that you're going to work for them for 3 years, are you now in violation of, right, Avadai? I don't think so, because, right, the assignment or the contract, the relationship between us is not that everything you do belongs to me. The relationship is that you're hired to do a specific job or specific function, right, and then you have independent ownership and you have independent, right, life outside of this contract. That is not, but when it comes to Eved Ivri, where there's duration to the existence, plus everything you do almost belongs to the Baal HaBayit, right? Meaning that the entirety of your life now becomes assigned to the Baal HaBayit, that's where you violate the Isur of Avadai, even though of Adim La Avadim.
I mean, even today, like, you know, in employee-employer situation, in certain types of structures, let's say, you know, somebody does research or something, there's usually a clause that anything that they discover,
right,
while they're working for...
But there, I think there, it's because the underlying assumption, and I agree with that, I thought of it when I was saying that comment about the, if you're a contract employee, the truth is that anything you do is in a certain context does belong to the company.
Right.
No, but I would think
that... intellectual property.
Right. But I think that is because the underlying... Right. The underlying assumption is that what enabled you, right, and the function that you're serving is that you're really using the context or their resources, and therefore it belongs to them. And not because, that, I think that's the underlying assumption behind that law.
Not because you've subjugated yourself.
Exactly.
You know, as an evidence.
All right. Mishnah. Right. Right. He sees a mitziah. These are all things that we discussed right in the beginning on the first mission. I discussed with you that there are certain times where you have the ability to make a sinyan. And we have the chachamim imposed, gave you takanot, which allows you to do something. But if you kind of don't use their takana, then you're actually, you lose. And that's what we're going to see now in this Gemara. That's one of the answers why this the issue in this Gemara. It says, Ra'at the Messiah, and the left, sees the Messiah, and he falls on it. Bacher, the Yitzik button, and the other guy comes and picks it up. The guy who picks it up is okay. That's him. Obviously, the first guy didn't make a Kenyan, the second guy did make a Kenyan. So, that's the basic answer, right, about why the second guy has it. But, what are we going to discuss here? Amarish Lokas, Mishum Abakoin, Bardala. Within your airspace, four amot within your space, I shouldn't say airspace, four amot on the karka around you is koneh for you. We had this discussion in the Gemara that whether it applies to the avir as well, not just to the karka, that it plays by kitin, right? That arba amot include not just the karka, but the avir around you. Right? My taima, takinu rabbana, the lo atilin tsuye. Rabbana assigned the four amot around a person, so people won't come and fight and argue about things. I mean, when something's within your dalat amot, we assume that it belongs to you. And people aren't going to come and jump. We're not going to have people fighting over mitzvah on the ground there. Everybody's going to be diving to grab it first, right? It's going to be like a loose football. Everybody's going to try to grab it. No, the idea is that once you're within the dalat amot, then we assume that it's yours. It's koneh for you. And we don't have to have fighting about the object. So, Rav Chaya Bayos asked from Teya, and Amar Rav, Moti Rav Yaakov Eidi from the Zikin. From the case of the Zikin. Amar Abaye, Moti Rav Chaya Bayos from Teya. Not all mixed up Teya. He began to collect Teya. The Zerach HaLashtar. And he throws, right, on the remainder, he throws out like his talit on the remainder, he covers it up, says, in the bustle. And whatever he takes on the rest, in the cook. Not all the Aleha, right, if he fell on it. Parash Talit Aleha, right, or he threw his talit on it. And then Magrir no Tohim Enum. We take him out of here. What's going on? Right? I mean that if he takes the original pay and throws it on the rest, which he owns already, or he throws his talit on it, or he throws himself on it, we say too bad, get out of here. But when he throws himself on it, he's within Dalat Amos of that pay up. Why isn't he connect? V'chein ba'omer shichcha, right? And also with the shichcha when it comes to an omer, all these things which are matnotayim, if any acts in this manner, he's not connect. V'yar marat avraon shalazam konot lo b'chol makom niknu le'ar ba'amos nidin. Right, says my skinon dolo amar akne. Right, he says that he didn't say I should be koneh. That one person wants to use the dalat amot, he has to actively think that he's using the dalat amot to work. Let my dalat amot be koneh for me on my behalf. Right, says well, each tikun rabbanan, right, ki lo amar my hobby. Maybe the rabbanan did assign this takana even when you don't say it. Meaning, may dalat be koneh even when you don't simply say be koneh my hobby. How do you explain this? Says keva the nafal. Since you fell on it, galidate the nefila nechale, the nicknay, but Abramako nechale the nicknay. By falling on it, he had a better way to make the kinyan, dalat amot. But the fact that he fell on it means that he's changing his, or the vehicle by which he wants to be koneh, is falling on it, not the dalat amot. He's almost rejecting the tanakanat chamim and trying to use his own kinyan over here. So by doing that, the arba amot fails. So Rapapa Mar, kita kinalaria banana amot, the alma. That when the Aramot work, that Ba'alma, what is the definition of Ba'alma over here? Right, is Rashi says, Gom B'simta, Shehu B'shut Kol Adam, O B'shut Rabim, O B'sidei B'shut Rabim. When does Dalat Amot work? Dalat Amot work when we're in areas that do not have individual ownership. They're in areas where everybody has joint ownership over there. Areas that Chamim gave you the Arba Amot. B'sadeh D'balabayit, Lo Takinu Le'Rabanan. Over here, you're in someone else's property. You're standing in someone else's property. You're collecting the matzot ha'im. Over there, right? That even though the Torah gave you the right to go in there to get the matzot ha'im, all they gave you were easement, the rights, walking rights, right? The right to access the area to get your matzot ha'im, to collect the payah. The Mahatma Chatero, well, Zakhlai Rachmana. The Torah didn't make it in all of a sudden into your Chater, right? It's not going to sign, oh, now that you can get in there and go get your stuff, it's in your Chater. That they don't do. So over there, the Dao Ramos are not going to work. Alright, so now we've had two exceptions, right, at least, or the way that, I mean, they're arguing about when the exception is, but we've had at least three possibilities of what exceptions are to this Dao Ramos. One possibility is if I don't say the word, if I don't say Zakhlai on my behalf when it comes to the Dao Ramos, then it won't work. Then let me say, even if it's the Chachamim we're attacking in a place where he doesn't say Zakhlai, we don't know, you know, what does the Chachamim exactly work. Even there's two other reasons why we might believe it won't work. First of all, if you're Mafkia, you're right to use the Dalet Amot by somehow indicating that you want to use some, right, something else. Or number two, the other possibility is, it doesn't mean that they agree. It might be one or the other. The other possibility is that Dalet Amot only works for you in a place where we can give you the Dalet Amot. In a public place where the Chachamim can actually establish or give you a right to the Dalet Amot. If you're in someone else's property, where you don't have any rights to get the Arba Amot, the Chachamim can't assign you those Dalet Amot. Alright, now, one more exception is Tosfos brings over here. The Pivis Amot, Arba Amot, Tosfos says, wait a minute, we have in other cases that someone steals, like on Shabbos. We say over there that when the person is like dragging the wallet along, that there's a possibility that the wallet will come into his possession at the same time he does the Gneiva. Right there, they're trying to determine whether it's Kimle Derab Mine or not. So it says, what do you mean? Just say there's Abraham's Konotlo. And if Abraham's Konotlo, he has the keys, it's all done before we even start. He's going to have the keys before we ever start. So that's it. Makes another example. The Yeshulomar, the Gneiva, Lotakin Rabbana, the Koni. By Gneiva, it doesn't work. I mean, that the Tenet Chamim is only when it is a, in a sense, quote unquote, a positive factor. It's not always going to be positive, but in general, for a positive factor, when we want it to work, we're not saying where you're going to steal, we're not going to say, oh, therefore, anything in Dalet Amot automatically, if you intend to steal, now automatically comes into your possession. Right. But there, I mean, obviously, you have to have intent to want it, but it's not, right. Ella v'metzia. That the only time they made this true is by metzia, the low late save in Suye, the case where you're not going to fight. I mean, maybe when two people come in to fight over stealing something, maybe that was, you know, you'd have Dalet Amot. But the idea by stealing is that we're not trying to help thieves out. What we're trying to do is have civil order in the sense when there's a mitzvah that everybody can take. That's when we assign the Dalet Amot. What about get? Get also to your to the detriment of the woman, and there we say that within her Dalet Amot, it automatically, that get works. So we said that get is because of iguna. And there they loosened up the restrictions by get to allow us that the woman won't be in a gunah if she doesn't have a gunah. So therefore we say get works by Dalet Amot. So therefore, Tosfos now narrows down that this idea of Dalet Amot working is really in a very narrow case of mitziah or hefker, things that have open ownership, like where we're going to have fighting. Matnot ayiniyim, mitziah, that's where it works. Other places by get technically should have worked. It works because of aguna, we say that something was not in there, and geneva doesn't work. That would really narrow down this idea of where Abraham Amot can be koneh on behalf of the individual, aside from the exceptions here that the Gemara already gave. Right, that where the guy forfeits his right by doing something different, or forfeits his right, or not forfeits right, but where a place where it can't work. I mean, that is a location where it won't work. Alright, so now Marova, Motiv Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idei Nizikin, he has the question from Nizikin, Roa Ta Messiah, but not below Allah, he sees the Messiah, he falls on it. Ba Kerbi Yaksid Ba Ar Mishnah, Vezhi Yaksid Ba Zachaba, right, that person who took hold of it was Zachaba in it, Viamar Abba Osmol Shel Adam Konot Lo Bekol Makom, you say it works, Niknu Lei Arba Mosi Dei. Why doesn't it work? He's within Dalet Amot of the object, it should be at least Koneh. How come I skin into Loa Mar Yaknes? He didn't say, right, Rafi, that should be on my, I was Koneh. Vita Gun Rabbanit Loa Mar Mai Havi. If they're Rabbanit attacking, even when he doesn't say it, what's the din? Kevin, the Nopal Aleh Galidati, the Mithila Nechale. The nickname, Barbamotla Nechale, the nickname. Again, the same answer we gave by Tegabe Matanotinim. Falling on it, by definition, right? Right, and forfeiting his right to use the Tekanat Chamim of Abamot. The other possibility is of Sheshet Tamar. He dug in Rabbanit Vesimto. Now, when did they sign you Dalet Amot? This is even narrowing the definition we have from Rapapa before, which is when did they sign you Rabbanan? It's Simto, in a place where there's not a lot of people going by. The Lodachei Rabim, Bishut Rabim. Skadachei Rabim, Lodachei Rabbanan. In a place where there's heavy traffic, and everybody's within Dalet Amot and everybody else, then to say that the Dalet Amot belongs to you doesn't make so much sense. You have to stay in an area where you actually will have Dalet Amot of space, in general when you walk there, and a place, right, in a place where we can assign you, right, the Dalet Amot. So maybe even it's the Achirim, it might not work, right? Because you can't have a right to the Dalet Amot. It won't work from Shittur Rabin because you're always overlapping someone else with Dalet Amot. So chamim are consigned in a simtor, tidei rishut harabim, where there isn't a in a place.
So what the Rav says is, if you would have found an tziyah in rishut harabim,
he wouldn't be koneh because he did nothing. He doesn't have dalat amot, and he didn't have.
And it's not in Hindu kinyan.
Right. There he may not have it because he's rishut harabim. Rav Jacob doesn't necessarily agree to the previous answer, which is that if he falls on it, it won't work. His answer might be that only rishut harabim. If he fell onto it in a simtah, it might work. According to Rav Jacob, I don't know. I mean, is Rav Jacob additive? Or is he disagreeing with the previous answer? So that's a possibility. Mar says, "Vahav b'chol makom kamak." It says that Dalad Amar to Kuneh. That's what Rav Shlomo says, right? Dalad Amar to Kuneh lo b'chol makom, but not lo b'chol makom. B'chol makom means everywhere. What do you mean everywhere? You're just narrow down heavily where it can work. Mar says, "Kol makom batuye tidei rishut rabim." B'chol makom says not only just in a simta, but even in rishut rabim, but a certain part of rishut rabim, which is what the size of rishut rabim. Where the crowds are, where there is, again, space that individuals can have the Dalad Amot. That's what it comes to include, even in Sidei Rabbanu. He takinu, because of that ability to have a personal Dalad Amot. Same thing about our Mishnah, which is part of the issue, right? Our Mishnah, where we said, Shai Mochazim Vitalis, you have to either say, the same question could come up with Dalad Amot as it comes up with the Shai Mochazim. Or you could say that Shnei Mokzim is Galil HaTeh, that they're not using Dalad Amot. The fact that I'm holding it tells me that's the Kinyan I'm trying to use over here. Or it's in Rishut HaRabim, I thought. That's another answer, sorry. That's Rishut HaRabim, but Dalad Amot doesn't apply. So if Dalad Amot doesn't apply in Rishut HaRabim, then when they both go to grab it, then it doesn't matter. It's all about the Yachidah, not the Dalad Amot. Okay.
But it's not clear that there's different reasons which agree with each other, which are...
Right, I agree.
You would think that at least on Papa's reason that everybody would agree with that.
Yeah, I think I would.
Hard to imagine they
you could get at Dalad Amot. You could, because yeah, Hefker based in Hefker, they could do it. But I think that you're right. That for Puff, it seems to be something that everybody would agree to. That in someone else's property, you can't have a din of Dalad Amot. All right. Now, Amarish Makish Mishum Avakoin Bardala. So this is the second part of the daf today, which brings us into a huge sugya, which is extremely important. Which is that Amarish Mishum Avakoin Barakoin Bardala Ketana in La Chaser. A ktana does not have a din of chaser. She does not have a, for instance, that a person can have his chaser, his property, acquire on his behalf. Ktana does not have that. And number two, a ktana does not have dalad amot. So both of these in get, right, they become important in get. A get, when you want to give it to a woman, a get, a ktana can be given a get. That we know, that it's only a shota that cannot be given a get because she's a lechet b'chuzeret. She doesn't know to stay away, she comes back. A ktana can be given a get, as long as she can be shomer alav, right? She can take care of it. Now, when a ktana can be given a get, how does it work? Does it work like a regular woman? A regular woman can have a get into her possession in many ways. One is that she actually gets it in her hand. Number two is she has a chaser, a mishtameret, that it lands in, and then it's kone on her behalf. Or, we can have the dalad amot. Right? You can have the dalad amot. Actually, okay, is another version, but that, over here, she can have her dalad amot koneh based on the tekanat chachamim, right? That she was kantosis was one of the cases where it does work. So all these should work. By ktana, what Reish Lakish is suggesting is that chaser and dalad amot are not options when it comes to a ktana. So those aren't options. So now Gemara will explain why. So Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yanai Amar Yesh la chaser Yesh la arba amot. No, that's not true. A ktana has the same dinim as a regular woman. She has chaser and she has dalad amot. So what's their argument? My kamiflagate. What are the argument over here? Mar savar chaser mishum yada itrabai. Right? That chaser works, and this is what you were showing, you were asking before. And that has dalad amot. What is the real dalad amot over here? Chaser, if chaser is yad, what does that mean? That chaser is not your shliach. It's not your, messenger, or it's not a person who is acting on your behalf, but rather it's yad. It's an extension of you. It's as if you have a very big palm or a very long arm, and it's acquiring it on your behalf. Just like a ktana has a yad, we don't say that when you give the get to the ktana that you can't put it into her hand. Of course she has a yad. If she picks something up, she has a kinyan on it. So too, right, over here, her chaser, which is an extension of her, will also function. Right, and work as a kinyan or on her behalf, or work to have a kinyan on her behalf.
But that would seem to disagree with the idea that chaser and dalad amot is no good.
Maybe
chaser is kind of like yad.
Yeah, possibly, possibly. Right. Which we did see. We did see that in the Rav Kiva Eger, who asked the question on Tosfos.
Right.
They say, if you say something as extension of Yad, then why is it then that it doesn't work? Right. That was actually Rav Kiva Eger's question we dealt with yesterday in Tosfos. Exactly what you're saying. All right. Now, Umar Tavar, what's the other possibility? Chatev Rishum Shlichot Yitrabe. Right. That Shlichot meaning that it's someone acting on your behalf. Right, the shliach, just like you can assign shlichut, right, and have a individual act on your behalf, so too you can have your chaser act on your behalf. Now it's acting in shlichut, be'ekei the shlichut leitla, since she's a ktana, we know that a ktana and a ktana don't have the ability to assign shlichut, they don't have the ability to establish, right, someone to act on their behalf, right, then chaser nami leitla, then obviously she doesn't have a chaser. So what's important here, and I assume that we assign this or we extend this even to Dalet Amot as well. And that goes back to your question, what has Dalet Amot function? Is Dalet Amot functioning as a Yad, right? Is an extension of you, or is Dalet Amot functioning like a Chaser Shlichut, meaning that it's really your messenger or acting on your behalf? So if that's the case over here, now the Machlokas will revolve around whether Chaser is Shlichut or Chaser is Yad. Now that will have major implications for something that that we're just about to discuss. We're going to ask over here.
Do you think that the idea that let's say it has to be a chaser shemera would work more with the second reason than the first approach?
I mean, chaser mishtamera.
Yeah.
Well, that's what classifies it as a yad when it's mishtamera. Just like something in your hand, you get my permission. Right. So a chaser that's mishtamera will be defined as yad. That's not mishtamera will not be a yad. I think that's a general thing. All right. So it says. But when it says, okay, mi ika mandamar chatzimishum shlichut d'rabbi, but you're going to explain the machlokas this way? How can anybody believe that chatzim works like a shliach? Why is that? V'hatanya bigado. When it comes to you might say bigado. Ainly elav yado. It's only found literally in his hand. Gado chatzero karpifo. How do I know? On his property, minayin. Tamalomar. You might say b'chol makom. Anywhere. So that means that a ganav can be koneh, not only by his hand itself, but his property can act on his behalf. Right? He can have other items do the kinyan for him. Now, if you think a chaser can act because of shlichut, imkei matzino shliach l'dvara veira. Right? We said that a shliach l'dvara veira. We kind of run. And we have a general principle. Ein shliach l'dvara veira. There is no such thing of, right, Shliach, the Dvar Avera. There's no such thing as Shliach, the Dvar Avera. How could you ever suggest that a Chaser, right, is working with Shlichut? Because we know that Chaser does work for Gneva. If a Chaser can work for Gneva, that means now that your Chaser is your Shliach to be Gneva on your behalf. And now we have a Shliach, the Dvar Avera. You're going to be culpable for what your, in a sense, your Chaser did. You're going to be culpable. Now, what we have to ask is, why does Gemara say, Bekaimelon, and we know for sure in Shliach the Dvar Avera. Why is it that there is no such thing as Shliach the Dvar Avera? So we've had that from our definition. Oh, very good. So Shaul says, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishumim. Right, so that if you have a choice when it comes to asking someone to do something on your behalf, right, then we say to him, listen, you have a choice, listen to God or listen to me. You should have been listening to God. And that's why we don't assign culpability to you. Now, the question, when we say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishumim, when we say in Shliach the Dvar Avera, there are two ways to formulate that. Right, one possibility is to say that it's all an issue of culpability. The shlichus works. Truthfully, you could have a shlichus. But we can't assign culpability from the shliach to the mishaleach because of divrei rav, divrei atami, divrei meishomim. Right, when it comes to a question of culpability, we can't send the culpability back to you, to the mishaleach, because you should have listened to God, we say to the shliach, and therefore the mishaleach is patur. That is a patur. Divrei rav, divrei atami is a patur for the mishaleach. But not that that there is no shlichut over here. On the other hand, you could read it, and the Sadeh Rishonim read it this way, you have the Ritva and others that read it this way, that when I say Divrei Arav, Divrei Atamid, Divrei Meshumim, that's just a indication that the shlichut fails. And you can't create shlichut in this manner. Right? That there is no such thing as shlichut. So that even when there is no Divrei Arav, Divrei Atamid, Meshumim, you can't create shlichut. Right, it's impossible to create shlichus in this instance. So there's a failure. Not only is there a failure, meaning that there is no culpability passed back from the shleach, but the actual shlichus doesn't exist. And obviously the nafkamina between this, we'll see this in Tosfos later on, that the mina is whether when the person acts in this manner, is the action actually stayed? Does it hold? To me, ancient hold, there's no possibility of creating shlichus. That's what the Ritva says. Tosfos will mention it here. The Reb Chaim formulates it that way also. That ancient shlichus means no shlichus. No shlichus at all. You can't create shlichus in this manner. The other possibility is no. You can create shlichus, but there's no assignment of culpability. Right, and that's what Enchli Akhid Bari means. We can't pass the culpability back to the Mishaleah. But the question will come up also, is what about for other mitzvot? Meaning that when we say Enchli Akhid Bari Veira, can you have a shlichut for other mitzvot? Meaning that can you make someone a shliach to do a mitzvah on your behalf? Now, the problem, or something like Tosfos Reed mentions over here, the problem is if you say that really shlichut Akhid Bari Veira works, but you're not culpable, then why can't I also have other people do mitzvot on my behalf? Let's have other people do mitzvot on my behalf. Right? Someone can go sit in the sukkah on my behalf. Someone can go to the on my behalf. If we say shlichus really works, and even with Barav Veira, the only thing is that we don't assign you culpability, right? Then when it's right positive, when we don't have Zibre Atalib Mishumim, that means that maybe I could go have someone sit in the sukkah on my behalf, and then that'll be shlichus for me.
We know there is shlichus in mitzvot, but mitzvot should be gufo, there isn't.
Alright, so that the Tosfos Reed answers exactly what you're answering. By mitzvah shel gufo, it doesn't work. But he says, why does the mitzvah for gufo don't work? Because you can't create the shlichus in this case. That's exactly what he says. Just like ein shlichus et barayah, where you cannot create shlichus to have a maestro like that, so too over here, you can't create a shlichus to have him be your guf. You can't create such a shlichus. So just like you can't create shlichus for et barayah, for him to be you, to do the avera, so too you can't create shlichus for him to be you in order to do the mitzvah.
I mean, obviously, we're concept of a shliach mitzvah. Right? So, obviously, there are types of mitzvahs.
When does shlichus work in the mitzvah? Where you're not doing the mitzvah. Exactly. Like, for instance, he says, like, the kiddushin and gittin. The kiddushin and the gittin are created by, number one, like the get, by the writing of the baal of the get. The shlichus over there, it's simply the delivery of the get to the woman, meaning that all he's doing is the process of getting the get, right, the facilitating the natan part of it, getting it from the husband to the wife. But the mitzvah itself, or writing of the get, that he doesn't do. So that's it. Shliach is bar mitzvah, or shlichut in these cases, right, is not that you actually are doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is then done by the individual himself. And all you're doing is facilitating, right, the mitzvah. That's what you're going to have to do. Now, the toast. Right. So there you have to say that the money was given already, was given to the guy the moment that you get it. Right. And that he just, all he does is dispense it for you on your behalf. The toast disagrees. The toast says that's not true. He says, by mitzvah, truthfully, you could have a shliach with bar mitzvah. For instance, somebody could go, you could have shliach to go sit in the sukkah, right, that you could have that. It does work. You can have shlichus just like, I mean, possibly the Tosfos is saying that you could have shlichus bar mitzvah also. There is a concept of shlichus in mitzvot that would extend even to sukkah. That you could have someone go sit in the sukkah. And in Hakanami, he's doing your shlichus. He's doing your, what's the problem? You didn't sit in the sukkah. I mean, it's not a problem. He can do your shlichus. Right? And he could be doing, sitting in the sukkah on your behalf, and it's assigning it to the mishaleach. But the problem is that you still, that's the requirement is that you sit in the sukkah. Right? So yes, he sat in the sukkah, right, on your behalf. Right? And that's assigned back to you. But what he can't do is be you in the sukkah. Alright, that's the distinction. It's tefillin too. He can put on tefillin on your behalf. Right? You can be a shliach for you, put on tefillin on your behalf. Problem is that you didn't put tefillin on your body. Alright, that's not, the failure over here is not a failure, right, in that he can't be a shliach. Like the Tosfos Reed says. The Tosfos Reed, he can't be a shliach for you in these cases. Right? That's the Tosfos Reed point. The Tosfos says, no, he can't be a shliach for you. Problem is that you haven't sat in the sukkah. You haven't put on tefillin. He did your bidding. He was your shliach. Right? But when he did your shliach, he did your shlichus to put the tefillin on his body. When he did the shlichus, it's in a sukkah. He sat in the sukkah, right, with his body. So, right. Yes, there was a mitzvah. He was doing your shlichus, but you didn't sit in the sukkah. So that's the way the Ksot formulates it. If that's the case, there's a possibility that here, by shlichus aveira, the same thing exists. That someone can do your shlichus when it comes to aveira. All we're discussing over here is culpability, that you can assign culpability back to the mishaleach. Okay, that's an important distinction in shlichus and barira. Now we're going to see the exceptions to the case. Right there. All right. I'm a Ravina. When do we say Shliach Bar Veira? When is that? That's only when the shliach is a bar kiyuva that he can be assigned culpability. In a case where it's right, the chazer doing it, we can't say divrei arav, divrei damit, divrei mishonim. When it comes to a chazer, the chazer has no ability to discern in that matter. Since it has no ability to discern in that matter, right, then we assign the culpability back to the mishaleach. Again, you could say what? That we assign culpability to the mishaleach, or in this case, we can actually create shlichut, right? The question of what the failure is in ein shliach de baraveya, but here with a chazer can be a shliach. Why? Because it doesn't have divrei arav, divrei damit mishonim, meaning that either can be a shliach or it can assign culpability back to you. Elamata. Omer li shav eved suv gan boli. The person says to an eved or a woman, go steal from me. They don't have to pay. When they steal, an eved and a yishra, when they steal, we saw in Mishnah Bava Kam, they don't have to pay. Hakanayim yitzeh chayiv shulchan. The person who sends them should be chayiv, because they're not b'nei chiyuva. Where it says, Omer li shav eved b'nei chiyuva ninu. They are culpable for their stealing. The hashtamiya leit lehu lishlumin. Right, that we postpone their payment. Meaning that they're unable to rectify the situation now, they're unable to pay because they don't have independent ownership. So it's owed for their damage, but nevertheless, of the gneva that they did. But nevertheless, they are chayav, and when they're freed or when they're divorced, they will have to pay for it. So it's just a postponement of their payment, but they are b'nei chiyuv in that instance. Rav Sama Amar Heicha Minan Inshlach Tavarivir. Rav Sama answers it a different way. Heicha Zibay Ovid, Zibay Lo Ovid. Right, that's when the individual has a choice whether to do it or not. I mean, that the shliach himself has a choice to listen to the mishaleach or not listen to the mishaleach. And then he makes the choice to listen to the mishaleach. That means that he's making a decision on his own, of his own volition, to do this action. In a case where it comes to chazer, chazer is not making a decision. The chazer always acts on your behalf and must act on your behalf. Since there always must act on your behalf, that means what? That it can't be a shliach, the dvar avera. So it says, my benayu. So what is the difference between them? Ike benayu, kohen. For instance, a kohen, damar leil Yisrael, say v'kadesh li'isha, grusha. Since the kohen says to Yisrael, go and do, have, make kiddushin on my behalf for a, in an isha grusha. Inami, ish damar leil isha, k'fili katan. Or another, a man says to a woman, go ahead and cut off the payas of a katan. Right? Because a woman is not chayav in lota kifu patroshvem. So both of these cases, the shaleach is sending somebody, the shliach that is being sent over here, right, the agent that is being sent over here, is not chayav in this case. So according to Rav Ina, who says that the issue is bar chiyuva over here, they aren't bar chiyuva. So since they are not bar chiyuva, right, then they would be, quote unquote, shliach the dvar aveya. According to Rav Sama over here, that we say it has to do with whether they have the choice to do it or not to do it. Here they still have the choice to do it or not to do it. They are thinking people, and since they are thinking people, you do not assign back, right, the culpability back to the mishaleach, the agent who will not be acting on behalf of the mishaleach. But now Tosfos asks the question. He says, "All right, Damar Yisrael Kadosh Leisha." He says, "Vim Tomar Afilu Amar LeKohen Nami." Why do you have to have an Yisrael do it? Let him ask the Kohen to do it on his behalf. Why? Because the Kohen is also not a Bar Chiyuva in terms of doing the Kiddushim. He says, no, Yisrael, our Kohen Mikrei Bar Chiyuva, holding Mikachu Latzmo, Chayav. Since if he does the Kiddushim for himself, he would be Chayav. So therefore, if he does it on behalf of another Kohen, even though he's not, in a sense, Bar Chiyuva, because he's not Chayav when he does it, right, nevertheless, right, then he's classified as a Bar Chiyuva. About Yisrael. Even though he's violating but if he did the kiddushin for himself, he would not be chayev. In that instance, he's not called a bar chiyuva. She says, "V'im tomar my nafkamina ben daman damar ibayavit ben damar shliach bar chiyuva lo laki al kiddushin." Wait a minute. Why is there even a nafkamina here at all? Because there is no malchus for kiddushin. If a kohen is mekadesh and isha grusha, there is no malchus until he's bo'el. Until he's bo'el, there is no malchus. So why is there a difference here between whether bar chiyuva or not bar chiyuva should be irrelevant? Right? There is even a kohen himself who does has kiddushin, exceptions kiddushin with a grusha, there is no problem. So as he says, the rabba damar batar yuksin kiddush in a lokeh ba'al lokeh. The eshlamar the chibal. So he says one answer is that afterwards when he has the bi'ah, right, lokeh afal kiddushin. he's malchus even on the kedushin, so that will have an afkamina. He is classified as bar kiva. The second answer of Tosfos is important. Inami yesh lomar the after rova nafkamina im deish lichut chalin a kedushin vein ish lichut ein chalin a kedushin. Now it's not simply about right a bar kiva and not bar kiva. I mean that even though Rava says there that a kiddushin is ein lokeh, nevertheless, he might still have the issue of bar chiyuba. Bar chiyuba versus ein bar chiyuba might still have implications whether the kiddushin goes through or not. I mean, does the kiddushin work or not? Is there shlichut? Is there a functioning shlichut over here? Right, does she have nation? And that's exactly what we said before. Ein shliach l'svar aveira, according to some of the people, and this is what Tosfos says over here. Ein shliach l'svar aveira means ein shlichut. It doesn't work at all. It's not that they were not assigning culpability, but the shlichus failed totally, and that there is no shlichus. You can't function over here. That's one of the rishonim that says that ein shlichus maravei means ein shlichus. All right, so let's finish up the gemara over here. Now gemara says, all right, bach nishna damar kohekas ibayavet loavet lo mechayim shochol. In this case, the sender will not be chayim the action of the agent, right? Because they have a choice here. Still, the agents have a choice, and therefore there's no shlach with bar veira. Hachanami, bayavet, lo bayavet, lo mechayim shulchan. Hach, mishnah da amar tkorn, the one who says, right, kohen kadosh shliach bar chiyuba, who according to Ravina, mechayim shulchan, then the agent, right, the agent can sign culpability to the mishaleach. Hachanami, also over here, came to law b'nei chiyuba, who since they're not b'nei chiyuba, in this instance, mechayim shulchan, those that send them are chayav. So it says, umi ikalamand amar chatzer la mishum yadai trabe. Again, is there really anybody who believes that chaser is not an extension of the yad, but rather just a shlichut? Ba'atanya, yada. By a woman, by accepting a get, it says yada. Emiya yada, that she can accept a get in her hand. Gunga chaser of a karpifa, her property that can extend it on her biyaf minayim. Tamalomar v'natan mikom akom. That he gives it to her in any way. The Indian, so the Gemara says, it's clear here that what? That her property is acting as an extension of her hand. Where it says, Indian get, kuliyama lo kliget. But again, everybody agrees, the chatzim mishum yadai is rabbe. That is, everybody agrees there that yada works. It's not, it has nothing to do with the, nothing to do with shlichut, it has to do with yad. Keep lige the inyan mitziah. Where they argue about it is by mitziah. By mitziah, how does it work? So what is the marzavar yofina mitziah miget? Right, one opinion holds that, right, this is the machlokas that we saw before between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Right, one says that we learn mitziah from get, and therefore it's also yada. The chatzir by mitziah is also a yad. We don't learn out mitziah from get, and therefore chater is only included because of shlichut. Right, and that Tosfos points out over here that even according to one who says mitziah is functioning like get, he says that has to be only mitzvah rabbanan, because he says the mitziah of a katan is only mitzvah rabbanan. The fact that a katan can take ownership over a katan is only a kinyan mitzvah rabbanan, so they shouldn't be gezel of a katan mishum shalom. People shouldn't come and fight or take things away from a katan. So if we say that, when he's saying that mitziah works like yad, and to be a yad, we're going to say it works like a yad, midrabanan. Vivayt him, another possibility is, the katana fully amalo pligay, the alfinim mitziah miget. By katana, who has a din of get, then so too by mitziah, it's going to function, or chaser will function an extension of her yad. Meaning that both get and mitziah for katana will be a yad. But also, because they're going to come to pligay, they're arguing about a katana who doesn't have the din of get by him, since he's not as a din of get, then maybe his chaser is different than the chaser of a katana. Maybe we say Katan is like Katana, and therefore his Chaser will be just like Katana's Chaser with Chaseira, which is Yad. Katan doesn't have a din of, his inclusion is not from the, right, not from the Pasuk over here of Yada, I guess, so he doesn't have that. Since he doesn't have that, his Chaser will work like Shlikut. Or the other possibility is that the Shlokas Rabbi Yochanan were addressing different cases. Possibly, Rabbi Yochanan was either, right, based on the machlokos that we established before, either Reish Lakish was talking about get, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about mitziah, or Reish Lakish was talking about katana, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about katan. So in those different cases, right, the thing will be different. One of them will have to be because of yad, and one of them will be because of shlichut, and neither they won't disagree with each other in those instances, it's just they're talking about totally different cases. That's the last possibility. Okay, we'll stop over here.